Oh my God. Hey, hi, it's Anna. I have great news. Thanks to all of you and your voting, we have qualified for the finals of the Audioverse Awards this year.
And maybe, with a little bit more help, we could even win something.
We are up for a bunch of categories from actor performances to music to writing, and voting for the winners is open until December 30th. We are up against a lot of shows that have a lot more resources than we do, so the competition is steep, and we need all of your help to get the word out and get as many fans voting as possible. Congratulations to all of the other finalists, and thank you to our amazing audience for getting us this far. Best of luck, everyone. Hey. Hey, you. Did you know that the first arc of Find Us Alive is now available for purchase on Bandcamp? Well, it is. Episodes 0 through 6 are now available for $5, and we are going to be uploading the remainder of the show gradually over time until they are all available. So if you've been craving ad-free offline episodes that you can put on your computer or your phone or rip onto a cassette tape, that is now something that you can do. You can get your copy of the first arc at findusalivepodcast.bandcamp.com and make sure to subscribe to our newsletter at findusalivepodcast.com to be alerted to when the next arc comes out. That's findusalivepodcast.bandcamp.com, and thank you for supporting independent art. Hello, listeners. It's me, Anna, writer and director of Find Us Alive and destroyer of sandcastles. Don't build a sandcastle near me or it's curtains for you and your sandcastle. It's time to acknowledge some new patrons. Max Appleton, Tori Renninger, Lily Sykes, Eli Nomiel, the DM Dino, and Donald Smith. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not keep this show running without you. Almost all our funding comes from sponsors on Patreon, so if you like this show and want to help us keep food on the table while we make it, check us out at patreon.com/findusalive, or you can make a one-time donation on our website under the support tab. Patrons get cool bonuses like merch, bonus content, and a free coffin. Once again, we're at patreon.com/findusalive. Thank you for listening and enjoy the episode.
Good evening, Overwatch Command. It is currently 6 in the morning by our schedule. But every hour can be the evening when you keep your office as dark as I keep mine. And I don't know, I didn't sleep, so now I'm here. The big lights outside turned on an hour ago. I wish we had some way to gradually bring the lights up as though it was our own sunrise. I'm sure I'm not the only one who desperately misses that. Maintenance will be starting preparations for breakfast. A good number of them are still bitter about Haldi's people commandeering their space during the strike, but they aren't allowing it to compromise their work. There was once a time when maintenance was the lowest ranked department of us all. Level zeros, sometimes level ones, only afforded the information they needed to know, and nothing more. And now, we rely on those cooking our food and cleaning our bathrooms, perhaps more immediately than anyone else in the site. Perhaps research and containment are contributing the most to our escape, but maintenance and medical are responsible for our survival. And botany, I suppose. But their importance has long been inflated. What do they even do, really? Grow plants? Who cares? Anyway, we have no site director. When I proposed the motion, I was sure that I was going to be shot down. There's no site of our size or greater that doesn't have a site director. But after I made my proposal, it was quiet for a moment. And then Xiao just shrugged and said, "Sure, why not?" And ever since, things are changing here, Overwatch Command. The resolution to attempt a more evenly distributed power structure was met with a hopeful, albeit hesitant, approval. Although there are many who doubt its longevity, almost no one was against giving it a trial run. Some departments were downright enthused at the idea. Our people have long been desperate to stretch their legs again after Alvez's reign of terror. We followed up with a second meeting, where each department head brought forth concerns, ideas, and points on behalf of their people. Well, new department heads, in some cases. Along with the possibly temporary elimination of the site director position, we also decided that leaders of each department should be chosen by their own, at least for now. This decision was brought forward by Haldi, whose self-doubt was evident in the meeting. The general consensus among upper management was broadly approving. Of course, this didn't actually bring about much of a change. Most of us already approve of our department heads. The only departments who decided on a new leader were maintenance, where Mr. Hodges will be replaced by Miss Anderson, because Hodges has decided he simply wants a break, and records, where Dr. Giametti will be replaced by Simmons. Don't ask me why they made that decision. I couldn't rightly tell you, but I can tell you it was probably the wrong one. And to my surprise, medical brought up the possibility of electing two department heads for themselves, in spite of their fierce loyalty to Gravit. But I suppose it doesn't hurt. Between the cyclically re-injured and Love's recovery, I can see the benefit.
Can I leave?
Not yet.
When?
Will you feel better?
I feel better now.
Yeah? Do you want to try some of your exercises again?
What?
Yesterday you were practicing the memory thing with the numbers.
No, I wasn't.
Yes,
okay.
You...
Ingrid is going to list off some numbers. And whenever you hear the number 5, make a mark with this pen.
5.
Right, 5. Whenever she says 5, make a line or a dot on the paper.
I can't.
You can hold it just like that. That's fine. No rules about how to hold pens. We can practice that later. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Radiger?
3, 1, 9, 5, 6, 2, 3, 5, 9, 8, 1, 0, 5, 6, 7, 5, 8, 1, 9, 5.
I lost it.
You did great.
Well, that's okay. You got half of them. That's better than yesterday.
What was yesterday?
Monday, but that doesn't matter. Do you want to try again?
No.
Dr. Torres said you should be doing at least 3 in the morning and 3 in the evening.
It's not morning.
Well, that's true. There is no sun, but we're pretending it's morning.
I'm tired.
Just one more time and then we can take a break.
Okay.
5, 7, 3, 9, 0, 5, 1, 6, 7, 5, 9, 1, 2, 3, 5, 3.
Oh, that was great. You almost got all of them.
I didn't get all of them.
It's okay.
Yeah. Sure.
My sleep schedule has been completely upended. One of our first decisions set to popular vote was whether or not to keep enforcing a 9-to-5 work schedule. We settled on testing a cycle with no schedule at all and reevaluating afterward. The other option is setting up 2 or even 3 work hour schedules for people to opt into as they see fit, but we'll implement that if lacking any schedule results in total chaos, as some hypothesize it might. I've been spending a lot of time helping my colleagues with their body code tattoos. A few more departments have taken to using it for personal reasons rather than strictly professional. I've cautioned them not to use up too much of their limited space. But I'm glad people seem to be enjoying it, at least.
Hey, did we decide on Channel 7?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Is Lancaster on?
He's meeting with Psych and Medical right now.
About Love?
Yep.
Great. He can tell us all about it tonight.
Is that when we're meeting? I've been going to sleep at like 4 p.m. these days.
Why?
The early morning is kind of nice.
You have to be there.
I will. I will be there. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Radiger, I know I don't have to ask you. How's being in the office again?
I have to give my location every 15 minutes.
Did you talk to engineering yet? Didn't think so. Lancaster will get you set up with them when you're ready. 6 p.m., everybody?
I'll tell Lank.
Yes.
Great. See you there. Klein out.
So how's her therapy going?
Fine.
We're almost there. Just five more, okay? One. Hold it. There you go. Two. And hold. Three. You can grab the chair if you need to. That's okay. Four. Hold. Right. Five. Just another second. You're done. You're done.
I got you.
I used to be able to do that.
It'll come back. You just have to practice.
She's right. You'll get there. You lost a lot of muscle mass, too.
Can we open the window?
There aren't any windows, remember?
Oh. Right.
We can try one of the mental exercises.
Can I go out there?
Out of your room? I don't think that's a good idea today.
Why?
Medical says they don't think you're ready yet.
I am ready. Fuck you.
Can't we try for a minute?
Radiger,
just in the doorway, just for a second.
Okay. All right. We can try. Can you get her chair?
Yeah.
I can do it.
Okay, we're just gonna help you, though.
I can do it!
I've got it. Here. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
She's gonna need your help to push.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna open the door. Are you ready?
Yeah. Can I go out there?
Only for a little.
It's bright.
Want to keep going? Mary?
Okay, let's get her back inside.
Mary?
I'm fine.
So it was a little overwhelming. That's okay. Medical was right, and we can try again later. Maybe when it's not the middle of the day. Maybe when it's quieter.
Yeah.
But how do you think it's going?
I don't know. She doesn't seem happy.
Yeah, she, probably won't for a while.
Hmm.
Oh, they better move fast getting the distillery back up and running.
You should work on that.
What would I do? I don't know how to do any of that shit. Oh, you mean... Oh. Yeah, I probably should. But I have to figure out my sleep schedule first.
Hmm.
Speaking of which, you've been awake an awfully long time.
I want to be awake when she is.
Understandable. You should sleep when she goes to bed for the night, though.
Yeah.
Radiger.
What?
Look at me.
What?
Lighten up. I'm serious. You're focusing so hard on every negative thing, and you're missing all the positives.
Whatever.
Ingrid... She made it! She's awake, and she's improving! She's getting a little better every day. Isn't that something to be excited about?
She hates it. She's not happy.
Of course she's not. She's got the shortest end of the stick. She's allowed to be miserable. She doesn't see what a miraculous recovery she's making. But you do. And you should be happy about it. It'll probably help her, too.
Yeah.
And maybe while you're reevaluating that, you should think about some other stuff, too.
I'm not apologizing for the recycler.
I'm just saying, maybe you could think about it.
I'm coming in. Put away your contraband.
It's not contraband.
It's just rum.
Yeah, Klein. It's just rum.
It isn't even good.
I did my best, right? It's hard to get maintenance to part with this in the first place.
Is it just that one flask? Whose is that?
It belongs to Husak, I think.
What did you pay for it?
I am teaching them Mandarin.
You know Mandarin?
Mandarin, Spanish, German, Arabic. My Arabic isn't good, though.
Hey, say something in German.
Nein.
Come on.
Well, maybe if you get me better rum.
How's Lancaster feel about this arrangement?
He doesn't like it.
No, he does not.
Radiger, I'm glad you're talking to the head shrinker again.
Hmm.
You gonna be friends?
Fairly understandable.
You should get over it.
Klein.
I'm serious. You and your grudges, Radiger. I swear to God. If Harley can understand and forgive him, so can you.
He lied to me.
He apologized. And he meant it. Everybody isn't out to get you, you know.
I'm going upstairs.
You're still mad at her about the recycler?
Yeah, I'm still a little pissed about the fucking recycler. It wouldn't even be that big a problem if she would just admit she fucked up.
A little bit stubborn, that one.
A little bit, yeah. It's like talking to a brick wall sometimes.
I'm working on it.
I know.
Nari?
I'm awake.
Can I come in?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Bad.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Nothing's working.
Lancaster says it is. Or it will.
What day is it?
Tuesday.
I should be able to remember.
I know.
Why'd this have to happen?
I don't know. But I'll stay with you.
What if I never get better?
I'll stay with you if you never get better.
I love you.
I love you.
Love, you awake?
Hey, where are you at? Meeting's starting in a second.
I'm already in here.
Sweet.
Hi, love. How are you feeling?
Bad. But I'm getting used to it.
That's the spirit.
There aren't enough chairs.
I'll sit on the floor. I'm limber.
You were complaining to me about your hip pain like 5 minutes ago.
I'm limber and I'm strong and my pain tolerance is off the charts.
At least you got something out of it all.
I'm also immune to electricity.
What?
We'll explain more once you're better.
So, hi guys.
Been a while.
At least, it's been a while since we were all here and awake.
Love, welcome back.
Yeah.
Let us know if you get tired. We can talk somewhere else.
No, I think I want you all to be here.
Happy to hear that.
So, 14 Bs.
I don't, I think I've forgotten what our goals were here.
The mimetic effect. The focus thing. The people making dash ones by accident thing.
Right.
It's going to be harder to track it now that Alves isn't in charge, I'll be honest.
At least you did one thing right.
Can I have my water?
Yeah.
So, what then? Business as usual?
Sorta. Business as... New business.
Business as usual.
Stop.
No.
Research is concluding some work on D1 soon. D2 as well. Both of them had marks burned off. Might give us some info into Dash 3s, and who knows? Maybe it'll get us closer to a solution.
I'm sorry, I don't think I was ever told that I had to do stuff with research.
Not you. We got everything we need from you.
Good.
Hey,
Yeah?
I don't...
You don't have to track with any of this. We're just enjoying having you back.
Oh. Okay.
Lancaster, are you ready to start working again?
Yes, please, God. What else is there to do?
You sure you're up for that? So soon after everything?
Sure, I am. I've been talking with Chapel, and we're working on it.
Good.
Radiger?
Cameras?
No.
What?
You're going to help engineering fix the recycler.
But I don't know how to do that.
Then make some friends who do.
I can keep an eye out. I've been moving around site a lot these days.
I've noticed. It's nice.
It is, isn't it?
I think you made the right call, Harley.
What? What call did I make?
Abolishing upper management.
Oh, thanks, I suppose. Do you all want to talk about something else? Something we can all contribute to? It's been so long since we were all together, after all.
Love, how you feeling? Do you want to talk about anything?
No. I'll just listen.
I have something I want to talk about.
Oh, please, not this again. We don't have to do this every single time.
They're connected. They're in the same universe, Lancaster.
Having some of the same actors doesn't mean it's in the same universe.
Oh, says who?
I don't know who. It's art, it's culture, Hollywood. I don't care.
It's not about the actors, Lancaster. It's about the timeline. You know the fucking lore?
There's no timeline. They're similar events. Harley, please back me up.
I'm having fun watching you guys go on about it. Sorry.
Oh, screw you. Radiger. What do you think?
I don't like either of those movies.
Alright, well, you can't just watch Black Pearl every time.
Why not?
Every good movie takes place on a boat, okay?
Not every good movie takes place on a boat, but every movie that takes place on a boat. Mm-hmm.
Episode 48 was written and produced by Anna McGuire. The voice of Harley is Logan Laidlaw. The voice of Klein is Tosh Ritter. The voice of Lancaster is Jackson McMurray. The voice of Agent Love is Tabby Bardal. The voice of Radiger is Anna McGuire. Original music by Jackson McMurray. If you like our show and want to support us, sign up for our newsletter at findusalivepodcast.com. This podcast, along with all content relating to the SCP Foundation, is released under a Creative Commons ShareAlike 3.0 license. Thank you for listening.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.